Well, hey everybody, Pastor Steve here. Today for our devotion, we are in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And as always, I hope you've already read the chapter, written in your journal. You know, what stood out to you? What did God speak to you? What was it, a verse, a word? Was it a theme in the chapter, a section of the chapter? And what does that actually mean? Well, you know, that section, what does it mean in the context? What was Paul talking about when he wrote this to the Corinthians? And then how do you apply it to your life? What does it mean for you today? And then what are you going to do because of it? How are you going to respond? So try to think along those lines as you read these chapters and write in your journal about that. This chapter is much easier to understand than the last two chapters we read. It's teaching and the lesson are pretty straightforward and simple, beautiful and important. And the point he's making is just like our physical body has all these different parts or members, he calls it, you know, fingers, hand, eye, ear, nose, foot, head, etc. And they're all different and have different functions, yet they are all part of the same body, the one body, and together they make up the body, and you need all of them. You want all of them. It's silly to say, I don't want my hand, or I don't want my ear, or I don't want my foot. We want all of the body. And he says, in the same way, that's the church. The church is the body of Christ. And the church is made up of a lot of different people, a lot of different members, and they're different. They're all saved the same way through Jesus, all become members of the body the same way through their relationship with Christ. We're brothers and sisters, same body of Christ, but some of us are a hand, some of us are a foot, some of us are an ear, some of us are an eye, some of us are the head, on and on. Different parts and different functions, different roles, but all are needed, and we are to... What he says in this chapter is we are to value each, show respect and love to each, and appreciate what each contributes. And actually, he says we need to be intentional, if you will, at recognizing and valuing those parts that are less visible. Because some parts, some roles, for instance, my role as pastor and preacher, very visible, very visible. And there can be adulation and appreciation shown. Others are less visible. And so be intentional at expressing appreciation for those parts of the body because they make a difference. Recently, Palm Sunday, we observed the Lord's Supper in all three worship services. And I remember between two of the services, I walked into the kitchen where the team was getting the elements ready for the next service. And I remember talking with one of the women who volunteers and does that every time we have Lord's Supper. And I just thanked her for what she was doing, for helping with this. And, you know, she'll never be up front. She's quiet. But we couldn't do the Lord's Supper on Sundays if we didn't have people who did that. And that's the point he's making, that all of these different roles, some, yes, more significant in some ways, more visible, but all matter and make a difference. So that's the teaching in this chapter. Now, from a devotional perspective, what spoke to my heart that I want to share with you for just a brief moment is found in verse 18, where it says, "But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired." Says something similar in verse 11, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills." In other words, God is the one who chooses what spiritual gifts and talents each of us have that he puts in his body, the church. You know, we don't choose the spiritual gifts we have. We don't choose the talents we have. Those are things God gives us according to his plan. And therefore, there is not a place for pride. If your gift is more visible, et cetera, maybe has more influence, there's not a place for pride in that. The fact that God chose to allow you the privilege of having that gift should fill you with a sense of gratitude and humility. We are, yes, we are, I am, you are. We are to develop our talents. We are to develop whatever spiritual gifts God gives us, and we are to use them for His glory, use them as a blessing to the church, as He said in verse 7, for the common good, for the common good of God's people. We are to work hard at using our gifts and talents for God's kingdom and not be lazy about it. Because if we don't exercise our gifts, if we don't utilize our talents to serve Jesus, they atrophy, they diminish, they decline. And we should never want, I don't want to stand before God. I don't think you want to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ and say, yeah, you know, I know you gifted me to do that, but I didn't use it and therefore it kind of declined and I didn't make much of an impact. None of us want that to happen. So work hard at using your gift, but develop it, exercise it, develop it, grow it, make a difference, have an impact. And at the same time you're developing your spiritual gift, you need to be developing your character. And Paul doesn't talk about this in this chapter, but it's the New Testament teaching, fruit of the Spirit and all of that, that as you are developing your spiritual gift, you should be developing your spiritual character, your Christian character. There are too many people in the church, and I'm not talking about our church per se, but just in the church in general, and who, you know, they're talented. And you see the talent just oozing out of them. But underneath the surface, there's no Christian character. There's no fruit of the Spirit. And we should be developing both. So anyway, that's the thought for today. I hope you are using your talents and your spiritual gifts to serve Jesus in the church, in the community. It's not one or the other, but you start in the church. It's for the common good of God's people. Use your gifts, your abilities, your talents to make a difference for Jesus, whether it's visible or behind the scenes. Because the one thing is true. Wherever you use your gifts, whether it's visible or behind the scenes, God always sees. So do it for Him and His glory. Hey, God bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow as we continue our journey through the books of 1 and 2 Corinthians. God bless you, everybody.